intervention, support, education, and community referrals for individuals of all gender identities and sexual orientations who are affected by relationship abuse. For more information, go to outboulder.org. And finally, the Matthew Shepard Foundation is undertaking an initiative to improve the collection of data on bias-motivated incidents. As an initial step, the foundation is undertaking a project to collect data on the number and type of such incidents in the Denver metro area. If you or someone you know experienced a bias crime in 2017, please participate by going to glbtcolorado.org/hate-crimes-survey. That's our show for this evening. If you have comments or questions about this show or any other, please feel free to email us at outsources@kgnu.org or listen anytime at kgnu.org/outsources. You can listen again next week for a live edition of Outsources right here on KGNU 88.5, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. Hope to see you again next week. Good night.
We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening. I'm Chris Moore. We're shifting gears right now, as we always do on Monday evenings. This is our classical evening, and we start with an hour of opera on our Opera Box program, and Così fan tutte will be the featured work this evening. And then after that, from 8 to 10 p.m., a classic Monday, just classical music. Much of it on my programming, very much inspired, really, by live performances that are coming up in the next month or so. And then after that, Present Edge comes along, and music of the 20th and 21st centuries, often by living composers or people who have been around at least very recently relative to the classical composers that go back 100 or 300 or 400 years. So kick back, relax, enjoy the evening for as long as you stay awake right here on KGNU. Today, again, we're going to start with a kind of a controversial opera these days. It's been a little bit difficult, and in fact, this is an opera that was controversial when it first came out, and that is Così fan tutte, or Women Are Like That. Well, that kind of gives you an idea right there of what some of the problems are about it. Boulder Opera Company is doing a performance of it. Truly some of the most beautiful music ever written for any opera, and Lorenzo da Ponte wrote the libretto, created the storyline for it, and then Mozart set it all to music. But basically, it tells a story of two women, Fiordiligi and Dora Bella, who are in love with Ferrando and Guglielmo. So they have their lovers, they're engaged to be married, they're singing about how much they love their fiancés, and the men on their own side are singing about how much they love the ladies. Well, there are two people that want to break them of their idealism, I guess you might say. The old philosopher, and I would say cynic, Don Alfonso, is one of those, and he's a baritone. And then Despina, who is a servant girl for the two ladies, and she just wants to kind of enjoy life. In her spare time, she probably has a lot of fun, to say the least. So these six characters make up the entire opera for about 3 hours of, again, some of the most beautiful music you've ever heard. And I'll just let you know that the singers in this performance include Renee Fleming, who is kind of stepping down from the opera scene to some degree, and she's about to go on to the Broadway stage for the first time in a big way and singing a major role in Carousel, so You'll Never Walk Alone. She'll be, as she told me last year when I interviewed her, she said, I'll be singing You'll Never Walk Alone for 8 times a week now for I don't know how many months, depending on how long she was going to be there with the opera company or the Broadway company. And so that's kind of a big shift for her as she goes into a kind of a semi-retirement. I wouldn't say she's retiring from singing, but certainly cutting back on her operatic commitments. So here we'll hear Renee Fleming in her full voice as Fiordiligi. Anna Sophie von Otter will be Dora Bella. Frank Lupardo will be Ferrando. Olaf Baer will be Guglielmo. Adelina Scarabelli will be Despina, the rather amoral servant girl, and Michele Pertusi will be the cynical Don Alfonso with the London Voices and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe conducted by Sir Georg Schulte. But very importantly, if you're enjoying this music this evening on our opera show, then you will also want to be sure to check out a performance in Longmont on March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. or at the Dairy Center for the Arts in Boulder at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Part of Boulder Arts Week also, there'll be a piano version of this at St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in Boulder. The Boulder Opera examines gender relations at this crucial moment in U.S. society through the well-loved and notoriously debate-sparking opera Così fan tutte of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So, again, you might want to catch this live, if nothing else, just to hear some of the glorious music. This was opposed by Beethoven. He considered it to be very immoral and not worthy as a subject for a great composer like Mozart. And nowadays, as I've said, this is one of the most offensive things, because what happens in this opera is that the cynical Don Alfonso convinces the two idealistic young men to get into a bet with him that he can prove that these two men and their fiancés will be basically unfaithful to them within 24 hours. And that's exactly what happens by the time the opera ends. And at the end, he says, don't worry about it. They've both been unfaithful to each of you, but no problem. That's how women are, and that's the theme of it. So how do we in the 21st century deal with that? We'll see what Boulder Opera does if you go to their live performance, because they do have some ideas about that. And for now, let's just enjoy some great music here on our Monday Evening at the Opera program. Again, Opera Box.
Amico, abbiamo vinto. Fumammo un termo. Una cinquina, amico, fior di lici. E la modestia in carne.
Niente meno.
Nientissimo, sta attento. E ascolta come fu.
Ascolto di pur su.
Nel giardinetto, come l'avam d'accordo, a passeggiar mi metto. Le do il braccio, si parla di mille cose indifferenti. Al fine... Vienzi all'amor,
avanti!
Fingo labbra tremanti, fingo di piangere, fingo di morire al suo piede.
Brava sei per mia fe, ed
ella? Ella da prima ride, scherza, mi burla.
E poi?
E poi finge di impietosirsi.
Oh, cospettaccia!
Al fin scoppia la bomba.
Ora come colomba, al suo caro Guglielmo ella si serva.
Mi discaccia superba, mi maltratta, mi fugge, testimone rendendomi messaggio, che una femmina è lei, senza paraggio.
Bravo tu, bravo io, brava la mia Penelope, lascio un po' che io ti abbracci, persi felice augurio, o oh, mio fido Mercurio.
E la mia dona bella, come si diportata, non ce n'è pur dubbio, assai conosco quella sensibilità.
Eppur un dubbio, parlandoti a quattro occhie, non saria mal se tu l'avessi.
Come?
Dico così per dir, avrei piacere di indorargli la pillola.
Stelle! C'è se la forse alle lusinghe tue, se io potessi sospettarlo soltanto.
È sempre bene il sospettare un poco in questo mondo.
Eternitei, favella, a fuoco lento non mi far qui morir. Ma no, tu vuoi prendete me con sasso, ella non ama, non adora che me.
Certo, anzi prova di suo amor, di sua fede, questo bel ritrattino la mi viene.
Il mio ritratto, perdita!
Come vai?
A trarre il cor dal scelerato petto e a vendicare il mio tradito affetto.
Fermati!
Mi lascia!
Sei tu pazzo! Vuoi tu precipitarti per una donna che non val due soldi? Non vorrei che facessi qualche corbelleria.
Nuovi tante promesse e lacrime e sospiri e giuramenti in sì pochi momenti come l'empio.
Erbacco, io non lo so!
Che fare ordeggio, a qual partito, a qual idea m'abbiglio? Abbi di me pietà!
consiglio. Amico, non saprei qual consiglio a te dar. Barbara, grata, non un giorno, in poco. Cerco un caso a queste da far stupore. Comincia a compatir. Io vo bene al sesso vostro, lo sapete, ognuno sa, ogni giorno ve lo mostro, ve lo mostro, ve lo mostro, vi lo segno d'amistà. Ve lo mostro, ve lo mostro, vi lo segno d'amistà, vi lo segno d'amistà. Ma quel farle a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, avvilisce verità. Ma finisce in verità. Mille volte t'hanno presi per salvare il vostro onor. Mille volte, mille volte, mille volte vi difesi con la bocca più col cuor. Ma quel farle a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, più un vizietto senza por, più un vizietto senza por. Siete vaghe, siete amabili, tutte soli il gelidie, e le grazie vi circondano, dalla testa sino ai piedi, dalla testa sino ai piedi. Ma, la fate a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, che credibile non è, che credibile non è, io vado bene al sesso vostro. Lo mostro mille volte quanto presi, mi difesi gran tesori ciel vi die, sino e che, ma, la fate a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, la fate a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti. E se gridano gli amanti, fanno certo gran perché, e se gridano gli amanti hanno certo un gran perché, un gran perché. Perché, perché, perché hanno certo un gran perché. Perché, perché, perché hanno certo un gran perché. Un gran perché, un gran perché, hanno certo un gran perché.
In quale disordine di pensieri e di affetti io mi ritrovo. Tanto insolito e nuovo è il caso mio, che non altri, non io, basto per consigliarmi. Alfonso, Alfonso, quanto dite vorrai della mia stupidezza? Ma mi vendicherò, saprò dal seno cancellar quelli qua, saprò cancellarla. Troppo Dio questo può, per lei mi parla. Tradito,
schernito dal perfido cor, dal perfido cor. Io sento che ancora questa
costanza.
Andate, o barbaro, per voi misero sono.
Via, se sarete buono, ritornerò all'antica calma. Udite, fior di Ligia Guglielmo si conserva fedel. Ed Orabella infedele a voi fu.
Per mia vergogna.
Caro amico, bisogna far delle differenze in ogni cosa. Ti pare che una sposa mal par possa un Guglielmo? Un picciol calcolo. Non parlo per lodarmi, se facciamo tra noi, tu veri amico che ho poco di più merto.
E anch'io lo dico.
Intanto mi darete 50 zecchinetti.
Volentieri. Pria però di pagarmi, o che facciamo qualche altra esperienza.
Come? Abbiate pazienza. In fin domani siete entrambi miei schiavi.
A me voi deste parola da soldati di far quel che io dirò. Venite e spero mostrarvi ben. Che folle quel cervello che sulla frasca ancor vende l'uccello.
Ora vedo che siete una donna.
Abbiamo un po'. facesse più un gran divorzio.
E se poi torneranno?
Se torneranno, lontano. Noi saremo loro, noi saremo lontane mille miglia. Ma non so come mai si può cangiare in un sol giorno un cor. Che domanda ridicola, si attorne. E poi tu come hai fatto?
Io saprò vincermi.
Voi non saprete nulla.
Farò che tu lo veda.
Credi, sorella, e me.
Due spalle. non temer.
Eccomi! Donne, sono i cavalli di posto, volevo il servo arrendinar, e di adora bella che parlarne vorrei.
Sarà servito! Questa donna mi par di segno uscita,
e l'abito di Ferrando sarà buono per me.
Oh, d'ora bella prende il quel di Guglielmo in questi ormesi
aggiungere mi spose i nostri
al loro fianco pugnare potremo e morir se vedremo ed in marano ornamenti fatali io mi detesto
si può dar la morsi mio che so
di tornare un sperante alla mia fronte prima che ho guidato
avretto me, cosa ho veduto, cosa ho sentito mai?
Per carità, silenzio!
Mi pellerei la barba, mi grafferei le pelle, e darei con le corna entro le stelle. Fu quella fior di Ligi, la Penelope, l'Artemisia del secolo, preccola, assassina, farfante, fata, cania!
Lasciamolo sfogar!
Ebbene,
dov'è?
Chi? La tua fior di Ligi?
La mia fior di diavolo! Che strozzi lei prima e dopo me!
Ah, tu vedi bene, van delle differenze in ogni cosa, un poco di più merito.
Accessa, ah, cessa di tormentarmi! Ed una via piuttosto studiam di castigarle sonoramente.
Io so qual è.
Sposarle.
Vorrei sposar piuttosto la barca di Caronte.
La grotta di Vulcano.
La porta dell'inferno.
Dunque restate celi in eterno.
Mancheranno forse donne ad uomini come noi?
Non c'è abbondanza d'altro. Ma l'altre che faranno se ciò per queste?
In fondo voi le amate, queste vostre cornacchie spennacchiate. Ma purtroppo, purtroppo.
Ebbene, pigliatele come le son. Natura non potea far l'eccezione, il privilegio di creare due donne d'altra pasta per i vostri bei musi. In ogni cosa ci vuol filosofia. Venite meco di combinar le cose, studirem la maniera, vo che ancor questa sera doppie nozze si facciano. Frattanto, un'ottava ascoltate, felicissimi voi se la imparate. Tutti accusa le donne, ed io le scuso, se mille volte al di cangiano amore. Altri un vizio lo chiama, ed altri un uso, e da me por necessità del cuore. L'amante che si trova al fin dell'uso non condanni l'altrui al proprio errore. Già che giovani, vecchie, e belle, e brutte, ripetete con me.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
And there we have the final hour of about a three-hour-long opera, Così fan tutte, Women Are Like That. And we're going to see what Boulder Opera Company is going to do with a theme of that kind, about how women can't be trusted and how they will be, you can make them unfaithful within about 24 hours or so. Boulder Opera examines these gender relations in this crucial moment in U.S. society through the well-loved and notoriously debate-sparking opera, Così fan tutte, of Mozart. That's March 23rd and 25th. It's alternately titled The School for Loves, or Lovers, and 7:30 p.m. Friday, March 23rd in Longmont, and 3 p.m. Sunday, March 25th at the Derry Center for the Arts, Boulder Opera Company. Do check it out. Taking us up now to 7:58 p.m., I'd like to mention also, certainly not in the world of opera, but a delightful work, and I'm not much of a country western type person, but I have to say, always Patsy Cline over at the Boulder's Dinner Theater, or BDT Stage, as they call it now. Always Patsy Cline is incredibly well done. It's mostly just a series of Patsy Cline songs with a very, very tiny story kind of woven together with it, but mostly just about Patsy Cline songs. And the lady that sings the role of Patsy Cline does an incredible job there. So do check out the BDT Stage and their new production there as well. So it's about 1.5, 2 minutes now before 8 o'clock. I'm Chris Moore. Thank you so much for listening to Opera Box. And I also want to thank you so much for your support of KGNU. You are what makes it possible. We are answerable to you, the listener. And if you haven't yet become a member of KGNU, we just had our pledge drive, and there's still room for you, so you can give us a call and during the regular business hours, or right now, just go to kgnu.org, and where they say that part about what kind of things do you like, whether it be the news or the music, do mention the opera show, Opera Box, or our classical music programming in general. And that's just a really good way for your vote to truly count when it comes to your support for KGNU. And again, if you're already a supporter of KGNU, as many thousands of us are, thank you, and a third time, thank you. Consider donating your car also to KGNU. No fuss, no muss. Schedule a pickup at 844-KGNU-CAR to turn a hassle into quality programming. KGNU-CAR. 844-KGNU-CAR. Donate your car in support of independent media. I'm Chris Moore, and you'll be with me now for another 2 hours, hopefully, as we go to a classic Monday. And this is a wonderful new CD that I just got. And it comes from the Altius Quartet. The Altius Quartet was kind of a quartet in residence, I guess you might say, at CU Boulder until pretty recently. They also were a part of the Master Quartet program up at the Aspen Music Festival and school. So I've met them and taught to them extensively in both of those capacities. Now they're out there in the world, and they are based right here in Colorado, which is very exciting. And their first major CD to come out, as far as I know, is one of three tremendously potent and in many ways tragic string quartets, the quartets 7, 8, and 9 of Dmitri Shostakovich at the height of his creative powers, and also very, very much under the thumb of Joseph Stalin at that time. As Stalin once said, anything I cannot understand is a threat to the state. And there were a lot of things he didn't understand, including some of the music of Shostakovich. So if you get some biting sarcasm in Shostakovich's music, don't be surprised. Here is our local heroes, the Altius Quartet, playing Shostakovich's String Quartet, number 7.